Is there any areas of you guys' lives where you feel like you have more trust in yourself than in other areas?
Music.
You serious or you joking?
When I allow myself to be creative in whatever I'm doing, I thrive.
If you take a dog to a new environment, a lot of times they don't listen. It'd be so much stimulation that is overwhelming.
Based on that, it almost sounds like it's better to focus on one thing than to focus on a million things. How I'm imagining, like, you working on all of the things that you're passionate about is, let me find a way to meld these things together.
I have this way of starting a plan and I don't be sticking to it for long enough.
I too suffer from not acting fast enough on the pivot.
Get on my motherfucking get on my face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
How did you learn to trust yourself?
Oh, wow.
Doing the stuff that I said I was going to do. Basically keeping promises to myself. The more promises I keep to myself, the easier it is to trust myself.
That's good. Me? My turn? When did I learn to trust myself? Or how did I learn?
Yeah, I mean, you can answer that could be the one after it, so feel free.
Okay, how did I learn to trust myself? Kind of like what Breeze was saying, just like actually doing what I said I was going to do, but not for other people, for me. Even if it was just like a small thing of like, I said I was going to do my hair today, so I did it. And also just kind of understanding that my life is my life, so I know what's best for me. But yeah, that's like one of the main things. For me specifically, the how is a little bit longer. I started.
Or the when?
No, the how is like a deeper thing, but it goes with the when. I would say like a year or two ago into my self-love journey, when I was talking to God, it was like 2 years ago, I was like, what is happening? What are we doing? And he basically was just like, you know, this is a journey of trust. And at first I was thinking like, you know, all right, well, I'm learning to trust God. So I was focused on that. But then as I started going along the journey, I started to understand that God is within me. And if I know that, I've realized through knowing that I was actually learning to trust myself. Because I was focused on, oh, I'm learning to trust God, I was still looking for something outside of me to tell me which way to go or what to do or what was best for me. Versus looking within and understanding that I have all the answers because God already gave me all the answers. So for me, that's like the how and the when of when I started to trust myself. But it's been like a journey of learning to actually trust what I say is what's best for me.
That's good. I'll answer because I know you're probably about to ask me anyway.
Yeah.
So for me, I was going to say, I think it all stemmed back to listening. I wasn't doing a great job of listening to start. So listening to myself, but listening to what I was actually feeling. And like most of my listening came outside of me. So people would say something and their voice would be the loudest thing I would hear, like at all. And so now I'm looking at it like it took a lot more practice of me listening. And it's like the irony is, it's like it's the voice that's in your head and it's the closest one to you, but it feels like it's the lowest volume in comparison to everybody else, which is like it's right there. Why don't we listen to it? So one of my follow-up questions was going to be, do you always act as if you trust yourself? Like, I know you said how you learn to trust yourself, but do you feel like in all that aspects, do you act like it?
I say no. Because it's always the old habit of not trusting myself that's fighting for its space that it once had.
That was profound, sir. Same thing. I think more often than not, I trust myself now. And even still, when I don't trust myself, I can recognize it. Like, I know what it feels like now to not trust myself versus to trust myself. And sometimes I don't recognize it until after I've already, like, made whatever decision. But I think that now I'm more frequently I I trust myself than I don't. But like you said, it's a practice.
I also was going to say, for me, it's a lot easier for me to not trust myself than to trust myself, because in not trusting myself, I don't really have to think about much. So I could just fall in line, I guess, with whatever is going on.
I want to hear your thoughts, and I have something to say about what you just said.
Oh, about my answer to the question, that's what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always trust myself, but I had a moment like yesterday or the day before yesterday where I was thinking to myself, what would it look like if I just trusted what I was feeling, what I knew internally? What would it look like in my entire life? And I'm very curious to see how it's going to play out, because I'm thinking about how many times where I've been in situations where I knew what was right immediately, and I knew way ahead of everybody else. But because I was so far ahead, and I've said this before in other pods, but because I was so far ahead, when I got there, when I got that opportunity or when I got that nudge, it felt weird. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? But I already heard what I was supposed to do with it. I just wasn't listening with the right, just wasn't doing the right thing. So that's why it's just like, it's super interesting to me. Where are you?
So, wait, you was about to say something?
I do have something, but I could just...
Go ahead and say it.
I was just gonna say, I feel like I'm losing it though. It's something about entrusting yourself. That's how I was gonna start. You can go ahead. I'll think of it later.
Okay. Kind of piggybacking off of what both of y'all said. Dang, and I'm losing what you said earlier. We're just losing a lot of things right now. As far as these thoughts, what was the last thing you said?
I was saying, hold on. That was crazy because I just said it. Yeah, I was pretty much saying, that I would get the urge super early in advance.
Okay, I remember what I was going to say, and it goes to what both of y'all were saying. So you would know early in advance. You were saying that when you don't trust yourself, you don't have to think. You can just fall in line with whatever. I find that when I do trust myself, I don't have to do as much thinking. Like, not as much hard thinking. I can just, when I go with my feeling and I just do the thing, I don't have to, like, sit and harp on it. It's not a matter of me falling in line. It's just me being confident in that I know. It's like a level of just knowing and being. And I was practicing some of that last year. It was for like a month or two. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to practice just doing, if I have a feeling to do something, I'm just going to do it and see what that's like. And I found that my days were a lot easier mentally, but also I made a lot more progress on whatever I felt like I was supposed to be doing. And so I find that actually interesting, because for me, falling in line causes me to think a lot more, because a lot of times falling in line is not natural to what I guess would innately be doing.
Yeah. So when I was saying thinking, I was speaking more so on like my conscious mind. Like, I have to tell myself, this is what we're doing, rather than just following what's already there. So it's like, a lot of times, what's the original topic?
How did you learn to trust yourself?
The stuff that I want to do, that I know that I'm supposed to be doing, it goes against most of the stuff that I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to go along with what I was taught, because I don't have to think about doing it, because it's already part of me. Rather than once I start doing the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, it's easier to be in flow and enjoy it and I'm not thinking at this moment, but I have to think and tell myself that this is what I'm doing. I'm not doing this.
And I think so.
I was just gonna say, the last thing was, it's a constant battle between the two. Yeah.
So for me, I'm in a space now where it's more of a battle for me to tell myself, we're just gonna go in line with this, just because maybe I'm hard headed. I don't know.
Is that what the voice inside your head is telling you?
My voice inside my head is just saying, like, I know what's best for me. But I think from an emotional level of me like trusting my emotions, the just falling in line emotionally doesn't feel right for me.
Yeah, me either.
So me knowing that and feeling that, it's a lot harder for me to just do that. So maybe for me, I'll start asking questions, because I'd be doing that at work. Like, because this don't make no sense. And they'd be like, you know, we just work here. And I'd be trying to mind my business. But like, honestly, my soul knows this is stupid. So why are we doing this? You know, that's how I'd be feeling.
Yeah, I completely understand. And I think it's a really interesting line to walk, because on the one hand, right, you know what's best for you. But on the other hand, there's times where you're going into a field where somebody knows more about the field than you do. So I guess when I was thinking about this question, it's like, all right, well, where do you put your trust in yourself versus allowing the other person to guide you?
I think this goes back to when we were talking about being a leader versus being a follower. A good leader knows when to follow. So even in that space of trusting myself, I still know, I'll know when it's best for someone else to lead. But it still might not be I'm just falling in line. I'm still probably going to ask questions, but that's just who I am as a person. But it's like just understanding that I still know what's best. So if I feel like I'm supposed to be standing still at this moment, or I'm supposed to be following this person for whatever period of time it's supposed to be, then, okay, I need to trust that. And then when I know that it's time to move on and do my own thing, or, you know, part ways or whatever, then I need to trust that as well. So I think it's a matter of, for me, understanding what it feels like that gut feeling, and being able to interpret it, and also just like being aware. Just, I guess that's what it is. It all comes down to self-awareness. You being aware of yourself and your decisions and the path that lie ahead of you, but also being in tune with the song, because that's the key for real.
You try to get me riled up in this ass, please. Woo. I stumbled across this topic because I was watching a video, and it was with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was talking to somebody else. I cannot remember his name. Pardon me. But they were kind of talking about like some of the best pieces of advice and the worst pieces of advice they've ever gotten. And one of the ones that they said was, the advice that they got was to focus on one thing. And he was saying, for him, as somebody who ended up, like, he ended up being multidisciplinary, it was very hard for him to just focus on one thing. And
I understand.
Yeah, right. But again, when he was saying it, he's like, all right, well, I'm trying to focus on this one thing, but like, I'm doing this one thing and then it's interesting and I see something else. It's interesting. Right. And so for him, he was saying that it was more so about hearing what everybody else is saying and deciding that you're going to be leaning into the fact that you like doing more than one thing, as opposed to trying to not do that. Right. And all I was thinking to myself was, that takes an immense amount of trust, because you have to be willing to trust what you're feeling inside of you versus what people have been doing for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people have years of evidence. You don't have any evidence. You just have a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think, I think trust is interesting. And I guess it's like, there's definitely areas of my life where I haven't trusted myself nearly as much as I should. Is there any areas of you guys' lives where you feel like you have more trust in yourself than in other areas?
Music, say no.
I was just watching the video of her saying that. That was funny.
An area of my life where I feel like I trust myself more than I don't.
Yeah, pretty much. What areas of your life do you feel like you have the most trust, and which areas do you feel like you have the least?
Like now, in this moment? Or in the past.
Right on this land.
On this land.
Right now.
Okay.
Not yesterday, not tomorrow.
You got an answer? Today.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I feel like I trust myself most in closed environments.
What? What is
do,
that?
Do tell.
Yeah, I need you to explain
that. Do tell, young grasshopper.
Like, if it's a...
You're not claustrophobic.
I'm not claustrophobic that's good. At all. So if this is
that's good. It would be bad if you trust himself and he's scared. Oh my God.
It's so adults. If it's a small controlled environment,
mm-hmm.
I can trust myself to do whatever, get whatever I need to get done. I trust myself at least in an open, free environment because I never experienced the openness and freeness. So entrepreneurship versus going to work, like going to a 9-to-5, that's an example.
Mm.
But if I'm at work, this job is easy. 9 times out of 10, I don't have to think about what I'm doing after I get the beginning, after I know what I'm doing. I don't have to think at all. Then if we shift over to entrepreneurship or creativepreneurship, it never ends. Okay, at one point I may be doing this one thing, say I'm just creating, but now I need a team. So now I have to continue to expand. I mean, this is life anyway, but I have to continue growing, continue learning new things, following different people, leading other people. And it's just a lot. It might be a lot of stimulation. It'd be a lot of stimulation. So like, if you take a dog to a new environment, a lot of times they don't listen because there's so much stimulation. It could be people, it could be different smells, different things they see, different sounds. It'd be so much stimulation that it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
So that goes back to my answer. In controlled environments, I trust myself immensely. I have the most trust in myself. An open, free environment. I know I can do it, but I have the least trust in myself.
I got like 3 questions, but you can go ahead.
I got answers. Yeah.
Okay, well, you ask your questions because I think mine might be either going to be a later question or an off-camera question.
Okay, so one question.
She funny.
trying to be an audience member now.
I guess my question is, how can you say you trust yourself more in controlled environments when in the controlled environments you're not trusting yourself?
Wait, what?
So you said earlier you were talking about it's easier for you to, well, like when you're trusting what somebody else says, it's like you're not thinking whatever, right? That kind of thing. But when you're doing the stuff yourself, like you're thinking, so that helps you trust yourself. I'm just gonna make sure, right?
Doing the stuff helps me trust myself. Yeah.
So my thing is, if you being in a controlled environment means you don't think as much, how would you trust yourself more if you're not in the space of trusting yourself? If that makes, like, in this area, you're not trusting yourself. So how do you trust yourself more in that area than
she got the answer?
I think what he was saying was, because he went back to like the overstimulation.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that as well.
I think in the controlled environment, there's less stimulants to distract him.
Mm.
So like, he can stay focused more on the task versus if it's not controlled. And in entrepreneurship, it ain't controlled at all. It's just whatever sometimes. There's a lot of stimulants, so there's a lot of distractions. So he doesn't trust himself to get done what he initially intended to, or to focus on this one thing, because there's squirrels over here and there's birds over here and there's trees and then there's leaves and then there are plants and then there's colors and then there's like, it's just all this extra stuff versus, and this isn't a description for everybody's 9-to-5, but let's say the 9-to-5 is in a dark room. It's a closed dark room. And
so you're working in the closet.
Right. And it's like, okay, I see the broom, I see the chair, I see the desk. I just sit here like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's more so what he was. What he was referring to.
And I was going to say, I'm going to get this stuff done, but my mind isn't going to stop. So like, I'm going to get this stuff done. But like she was saying, I see a tree. I see a squirrel. I might see somebody ride past on a bike and a bus going the other way and their hat fly off. Now I have more ideas that keep going while I'm still trying to do this one thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not a lack of trust of me getting the job done, but it's just a lot. It's overwhelming.
And the other thought I was going to say was, based on that, it almost sounds like it's better to focus on one thing than to focus on a million things based on what you would do, based on the description you were saying.
I would say it's, for some people, it's best to focus on one thing. But I do agree that you should focus on one thing, but you can also focus on other things. So focus on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. You can focus on multiple things, but just one thing at a time.
Like when it's time to focus on this, then focus on this. And when it's time to focus on this, focus on that.
Yeah. And the last thing I was going to say that I want to hear your answer, but it was... In that, I definitely agree. In my mind, how I imagined it was, I have these five things that I'm focused on. How can I make this all fit together as one thing, as opposed to me never paying attention to this one aspect of my life, and then coming back to this 5 years later and being like, all right, now it's time for me to pick this up. Like, in my head, how I'm imagining, like, you working on all of the things that you're passionate about is, let me find a way to meld these things together so that it ends up being one thing, as opposed to everybody else from the outside looking in. And they're like, yo, what, this guy has no focus, as opposed to like, wow, this guy is tying everything together. And that's how I imagine it. So when you guys were saying it, that's why I was like, okay.
In my head, I was imagining it like, if you're making your calendar for that week, you designate an hour for this, an hour for this, an hour for, like, grouping up the time. Did you want to hear my answer or the question I was going to ask him?
Both. Go for it.
So my question for you was, if you know that you trust yourself more in a closed environment, right? Is there a way that you can create your own closed environment? So when you are in your entrepreneurship, you can still have that environment where you're focusing on what you need to focus on. Have you tried that?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
I made a schedule.
That's put good. That thing in
the,
good.
Put it in a box.
It's a short-term schedule.
Okay, that's
good. And I have a list of things to do. So if I get stuff done early, I have a contingency plan. If I get this done early, this is sliding this space. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have hard deadlines, but I do have deadlines. But it's just contingent on what I get done during this time that I set for myself to do this thing.
Okay. That was my question.
So I'm working on it. Mm. This is my first test run.
Oh, okay. So what was the question?
What are the areas do you feel that you trust yourself the most and the least?
Okay, so right now in this moment on this land, mm-hmm. I feel like I trust myself most in my creativity. And I think I trust myself least I don't know. Where do I trust myself least? That's a good question. I guess in my structure.
Elaborate, please.
So in my creativity, I feel like most comfortable right now. I wasn't always at this point. And I think that now I'm in a space where I recognize when I allow myself to be creative in whatever I'm doing, I thrive. And I feel a lot freer and I feel a lot better. As far as in my structure, I think that maybe not my structure, but my strategy. And I'll say this because I have got burnt out for 3 months. And that's why, because I think that I have this way of starting a plan and I don't be sticking to it for long enough for it to like it'll start to work, but it don't fully work. And sometimes that's because the way that I set it up is like, okay, this strategy was good for this space, but I didn't take the time to, well, I thought I took the time to like update the strategy, but I didn't fully do like a full upgrade to for it to fit the next phase of my life or the next season that I'm in. So mm-hmm. not having a 9-to-5 or having a 9-to-5, then to not having a 9-to-5, then to, having a 9-to-5 to not having a 9-to-5, then to having a 9-to-5. I feel like I wasn't quick enough in updating my strategy. And by the time I realized that it needed to be updated, I was already in burnout.
So. I was going to say that I agree with it. I too suffer from not acting fast enough on the pivot.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the biggest thing. Not pivoting. Or, all right, forget that.
Not updating.
Sticking to the plan. Like, I stick to the plan at work, but I don't continue to stick to the plan and adjust as I go.
Yeah, like the added upgrade, I ain't buy my upgrade quick enough.
So, I guess question for you guys. Do you feel like the reason why that happens is because you don't trust that the thing that is working is going to continue to work?
No, my thing is time. I trust the time, but it's taking too long.
That be happening. sometimes it's that, but I think sometimes it's a thing where, sometimes it'd be that. A lot of times it'd be that. But sometimes it's also a thing where, like when he said time, I didn't give myself enough time. I didn't feel like it was okay for me to hit the brakes. So then rather than stopping at a stop sign, I wound up stopping at a stoplight that's broken and stuck on red. So then it just like, it paused everything. And normally in a past situation, I would just be like, all right, it didn't work. Now I'm in a space because I trust myself. I'm like, oh, okay, it was working. I just burnt myself out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't recognize. Yeah, it is the pivot. I didn't recognize that I added this extra side mission in here. And that was causing some damage. And I didn't know. So I didn't pivot quick enough. Or it's all the things.
I was just going to say one more thing about that is stuff be seasonal and temporary. So it'd be like, I would stay in this one season for too long.
Mm-hmm.
So this is only supposed to be here. Like, I'm only supposed to do this for 2 months. And then the third month, I'll go to something else or take it to another level. But I've been doing this consistently for the last 60 days. I'm comfortable here. I know it inside and out. It's working for what I intended it to work for. But I didn't purposely pivot and scale. Or go to the next thing.
That's not the thing I was going to say. The comfort. I've been learning to embrace change. So, like, I'm embracing the pivot and stuff like that. But it's still something. I think I'm unlearning just sitting in my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I start to get comfortable in something, I'm deep couch sitting in. Okay, I'm about to take a nap. Like,
I just imagine you doing that. I just imagine the meme where the people where they'd be flat on the couch and they,
yes, that's me. I'm sinking into the couch, like, because I'm comfortable, and in my head, I'm like, I want to stay in this comfort,
mm-hmm.
and it's working, but I don't realize. It might be working on the outside for now, but like internally, this is actually having adverse effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is actually slowing down your progress on what you were working on. And it's going to put you on the couch for 3 more months because now you're too tired to do anything. So, yeah, I think it's comfort, it's time, it's not pivoting fast, like earlier enough, like mm-hmm. noticing the signs and actually acting on that versus noticing the signs and being like, oh, it's all right though. Like, it's just because I'm new. I'm a jut. No, like, you know what this looked like. You've been here before. Mm-hmm. So, what about you?
I think for me, I trust myself most when I'm in scenarios where I can act independently, and I trust myself least when I'm in scenarios where either somebody else has set the agenda for me or it's a group. For whatever reason, the longer I'm in like the longer I'm in a group, the less I start to trust myself. I don't know what it is about it. I'm okay with still like being in a group, but it's, I need time away from it because I start losing track of what voice I'm listening to, because then it's like I don't really trust what I'm saying. I'm trusting what the group is saying, and the group's destination may be right. Like, all right, we need to go right, but something in me is telling me I need to go left, and it's like, all right, well, for the betterment of the group, let's do this. And I think for me, a lot of times, like, it's almost like in my head, Daryl from The Walking Dead, like, he just needed to go out and then come back. Mm-hmm. And like, he'll be there for spurts, and it's like, we need you here now, and then now when you're not, it's like, when it's time for you to go, we need you to go. It's like that thing for me. And I think I don't know, it's just something about having the agenda set for me could just be my rebel nature, but something about having the agenda set for me, it feels like it makes it harder for me to hear what God is trying to tell me.
You trying to tell us something?
Trying to start his own fire.
That's what I heard. Not at all.
And for me, it's nothing wrong with the group because I love doing stuff as a group. I love being like connected with people. It's just if I'm there too long, my voice starts getting drowned out by everybody else, it feels like, personally. So like, I start losing track of like what I'm supposed to be doing, because it's like, all right, what is my job? Everybody feels like they have a job here. What is my job here? And most of the time, my job for me isn't appointed by somebody else. It's always self-appointed. So when somebody starts appointing me the job, it's like, okay, that's cool, but what, like, why did you, and it's like, why did you give me that job? It's like, that didn't take into account anything that had anything to do with my skill set, you know? Had nothing to do with me at all.
You don't know me at all.
But I think those are the two scenarios for me that I trust myself the most and trust myself the least. And this is something else that's still on the topic of trust, but I didn't realize how annoyed I am when, like, God will tell me something way far in advance, and then I don't do nothing, and then I see he just told somebody the same thing that he told me to do. I'd be like, hey, yo, bro, this is, like, you told me about that last year. Mm-hmm. God, like, yeah, I told you about it last year. What you want me to do, wait for you?
That's so funny, because I just seen a video on, and it's weird, because I saw the post on Threads, and then I saw the post again on Instagram, and then I might have saw it again on TikTok. I don't know. I follow this person, though, but but the post was basically, she was saying, when God tells you to fast, do it immediately. Like, don't wait. Mm-hmm. Because she felt like God was telling her to fast, and she fasted, and she said over the past week, her life has changed tremendously, based off of her just fasting and listening to God and trusting and stuff like that. So, just thinking about that, it's like, you even trusting what you hear is like a very important aspect of trusting yourself and moving forward in your life. Because I've had times where I told people, yeah, God told me da 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 da, and they was like, but did God really tell you that though? Like, you not in my head. Like, dang, God can't talk to me. So now I recognize now that I'm Noah, and I'm building my ark, and everybody looking at me like I'm crazy, and that's fine. I'm fine with it now. At first, I was, for the first 5-6 years, you know, I wasn't feeling it, but now I'm like, man, forget y'all. Yeah. Y'all gonna see. You gonna see. It's gonna be water. It's gonna be water. It's gonna come from the sky.
Yeah. And that's even, when you think about it, considering that the fact that it never rained before, he was crazy to everybody. He's saying, like, you said, water gonna fall from the sky? Mm-hmm. Are you serious? What are you talking about? It's never rained ever in life. Wait, what do we?
What is rain?
Yeah, like, what do you? Man, if you don't go over there, build your boat and leave me alone, man.
Right.
Being able to trust that, and I also, as you were talking about it, it reminded me of a thought that I had this morning. I was like, yo, I don't even know why I try to trust anybody else's experience with God, because this is a personal experience. Like, like, somebody else can be like, this is exactly what God feels like. Like, actually, over here, God don't really feel like that. It don't feel like that. Like, it feel like You got God over there feeling like pumpkin spice, and the mind is like, it's like sweet potato. It's a little different. You know what I'm saying? It's not really the same thing, but it's
different. But yeah, I think it's a very, very personal experience. So, but you gotta trust. You gotta trust yourself to know that you hearing, you seeing, you feeling, whatever. What you got to say?
Yeah. Is there a moment where you initially started to like trust less? So like, if you had to like kind of pinpoint a moment where you were like, you know what, I feel like I used to trust a lot more up until this point.
I think that I felt like that, but I think it was because how people told me trust was supposed to look. So if we're sticking on the topic of trusting God, and originally when I guess stopped reading my Bible as much or stopped attending church as much and stuff like that, I started feeling...
Got the Bible app.
I did have the Bible app. I just wasn't using it.
They got streaks, you know what I'm saying?
They got streaks. Yeah, I don't think they had streaks back then when I was... I was about to say when I was straying away.
Oh, man.
But...
when I was led astray. They didn't have that when I was on Plymouth Rock.
that's how a lot of people define your closeness with God or your relationship with God based off of like how much you read your Bible and how often you go to church and stuff like that. So I think at that point I felt like I wasn't trusting, but now I'm in a different space and I don't be reading my Bible that often and I don't go to church, but I feel like my faith is a lot stronger than before when I was going to church and stuff like that. That's a whole nother pod topic, but I feel like that was a time that I thought my trust was lacking. I don't really recall a time where like I guess more deeply now when I felt like I wasn't trusting. I think that I feel like I'm in constant communication with myself and with God. So it's harder for me to feel like I'm in a season of like, I'm just not trusting anything that you told me. Because I feel like I did that for a long time. Like even just not trusting myself. I think for most of my life, I wasn't trusting myself. So like now I'm just like, well, I trust me. I trust what I feel God is telling me. And I go with that. Did that answer the question?
Yes, that's fine.
We can
work with that, you know.
What was you really asking?
I mean, no, you I was asking, do you know if there was like a moment or a time where it was like I'm trusting myself and it's like, was there a moment that kind of shifted it for you? Or maybe in the opposite direction, is there a moment where you didn't have any trust, and this was the moment where you started to really trust yourself?
Oh, the moment when I really started to trust myself? Probably when I cut all my hair off.
For real? You serious or you joking?
No, I'm serious.
Okay. Like, I just had to make sure. I didn't know if you... Like, okay.
Nah, I think... because I just wanted to be free of anything, any lingering energies or anything that I felt like was representative of a season where I wasn't trusting myself or like listening to myself. So I guess in that aspect, yeah, I don't think there was like a reverse moment where I felt like I was trusting myself and then I wasn't. I feel like I wasn't trusting myself and then I started to learn to trust myself. Like I learned that it's not all about just trusting other people. It's literally about trusting yourself and trusting God and da 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 da. So yeah, pretty much. I think when I cut my hair off the first time, not when I did it on my birthday. I think, yeah, when I just was like, I just want to let go of anything that's lingering. That's when I was just trusting myself from there on out. Because I looked good, okay? Sorry. Y'all got an answer?
Can you say the question again? Did I trust myself?
Yeah, yeah. Like, was there a moment where you started to where you went from like not trusting yourself to trusting yourself, or on the flip side where it was more where it was like you were trusting yourself and then you started to.
When I do stuff, I stop trusting myself when I tell people about it too soon.
I didn't think of the question like this. Okay, go ahead.
Everybody be having their own opinions. But I be wanting, a part of me be wanting people to like stuff or to be like just give me the green light to just go. But everybody got an opinion. So I would share too soon. And I would have the most confidence in myself when I just do stuff for me. And if you know this is what I'm doing, you know this is what I'm doing, but I'm just doing it for me.
One thing that helped me with that, I just had to decide that even if I tell people, well, I stopped telling people as much, but even if I tell people, I just like, I'm going to do this anyway. Like, just drown out the noise. I still have to tell myself that sometimes.
But I'll be feeling like, even if they don't say nothing, I could feel their energy on the thing.
Yeah, and I'd be like, F you too then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's best for me to just do it. And then be like, oh yeah, I did this.
I'm like, oh my gosh, how'd you do that?
Yeah, I also, two things in regards to that. I definitely agree, because for me, it always feels like I'm getting rid of some of the magic by telling people. It'd be like, it don't feel as powerful once I start telling people. It'd be like, it's like, now you know. Yeah. I guess it's a thing, you know. As before, it felt like this powerful, not even a secret, but like this thing that I'm brewing. Like it felt like I'm like creating this formula, and then as soon as I tell you, like, hey, these are the ingredients in it, now you're like, oh, that's just water, magnesium, and syrup, and they'll be like, all right, well, I thought I was making something special. Now I'm not nothing special no more.
Water, magnesium, and syrup.
I have no idea. Don't go home and try that. That's weird. But the
if you try it, don't say man, we sent you. That's what he means.
I also realized something about just life in general. And I might have learned it from Gilbert Arenas' clip, or it might have been from Will Smith. I can't remember which one. One of them. But I realized that when you're doing certain stuff, the irony is if you do it in silence, nobody actually cares. Mm-hmm. But if you say you're going to do it and then you do it, you look like a prophet, which is hilarious to me, right? And the thing that's really funny is that I noticed, or not even funny, something that's interesting is that I noticed that with certain things that I'll do, or all of us will do, is like we'll be doing something and we'll be afraid to say that this is what we're doing. And this is what I was gonna say from the Will Smith clip. It was like you have to be willing to look people directly in the face and be willing to say what you're gonna do, irregardless of what their reaction is gonna be. And I didn't notice how often I wasn't able to do that. Mm-hmm. Like I would be saying it and I would feel myself like get like either nervous or feel like they probably think I'm whatever, and it's like, nah, I'm willing to say that this is what I'm gonna do, and you can laugh in my face and I do not care. I am dead serious about this is what I'm doing. And for me, like trying to practice that, like that for me, that's like the ultimate level of trust. It's like I don't care about any other reaction I get, so long as I know for me this is what I decided to do. And for me, that's where I'm trying to stay. It's hard to do. Cause somebody be like, what do you have planned for your life? And it'd be like, hold on, I didn't expect to go through this whole elaborate. I have my master plan, but I didn't want to read it at the CVS at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. All right, I mean, I guess I can. And that used to kind of overwhelm me. So, but understanding now, like, nah, I actually don't care about your opinion. So like, I'm gonna say it because I feel like I don't care about your opinion. And if you like it, great. If you don't, great. I'm still going to do what I said I was going to do.
I'm like, don't wait.
One thing that I was going to say earlier, the thing that I had forgot was, in trusting yourself, it's important to know that some things are for seasons, just like how we was talking about friends might be for this season, and then later down the line, y'all reconnect. It's the same thing with trusting yourself, like with the stuff you're doing. At least for me, and being focused, not focused, but doing so, being interested in so many different things. So in this season, I may be interested in this one thing, and then I'd go to the next thing and the next thing, and then everything comes together like, oh, this is why I was doing this, mm-hmm. or this is why I was here. So just trusting yourself enough to know that everything that's happening, everything that I'm doing, everything that I'm going through and experiencing is for my greatest good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a concept from Flow. It was unconscious self-assurance. Like, you're trusting that the things that you have now are all that you need to get you to the next season, or the things that you have now are going to be the groundwork for the thing that you're doing next. Even if you don't know what the heck I'm building, like Noah and his ark. Sitting there like, God, like, put this piece of plywood here. You're like, this don't, why would I do that? It's like, no, just do it. Right. Just do it. But that, again, trust is practice. So it's just.
Yep. It's a journey.
It is.
That's all I got.
Boy, I don't think I got any more questions. I got any more questions? No, I don't think I got no more questions.
All right. Well, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquady.
Badman Breezins in Ear.
It's your boy Damani.
And thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. But also, comment below and let us know how you started to trust yourself, or if you trust yourself. Let us know in the comments below. Also, if you want to watch this podcast early and join in on the conversation, be sure to join the good people of the Gray Area in our Patreon. The link is in the description below, along with all the other things that we have going on, such as music, journals, paintings, other content. So if you guys like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked on the screen. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.